A new report released today by Hawaii's American Civil Liberties Union found that Hawaii's bail practices have led to a large number of people detained in jail for relatively long periods of time, often because they can't afford bail. Mateo Caballero is the organization's legal director.
About 50% of people detained in jail in Hawaii are there pre-trial, meaning people that haven't been found guilty of anything. That amounts to about 1,100 people. We don't need to have 1,100 people incarcerated or detained just because they cannot afford bail.
With average bail for the lowest felony totaling more than $11,000, those who cannot afford it remain in jail until trial, which Caballero says can take up to 10 weeks in Honolulu.
The consequences of not being able to afford bail are devastating. Loss of housing, loss of jobs. These are things that can actually lead to increasing crime.
The preliminary report analyzed more than 2,000 cases in the first 6 months of 2017. The data suggests part of the problem is a heavy dependence on money or bond as a condition for pretrial release, accounting for 88% of the cases in the study.
No person should be held in jail simply for lack of funds. We all believe that.
James Lindblad has been a bail agent in Hawaii for more than 40 years.
But there's nothing about the bail system in Hawaii that's going to help prison population management.
Look, people are not in jail because they are poor. People are in jail because they have broken the law.
Beth Chapman has been in the bail bond business for more than 20 years, along with her husband, Dwayne Dog Chapman.
And it endangers the public for us to just say, oh, the guy's poor, we let him out. Of course he's poor. Because if he wasn't poor, would he have robbed you? Would he have stole your car if he could afford his own?
The study also concluded the system has a presumption of guilt in determining whether to release or detain the accused. Caballero says bail amounts are set based on the crime alleged, and prior arrests are taken into account rather than prior convictions.
The way it should work is that everyone is presumed innocent, and everyone should be presumed that they are going to show up in court, that they do not pose a risk to the community, and it is up to the prosecution, to the state, to show that that's the case.
Hawaii County Prosecutor Mitch Roth admits there are improvements to be made to the justice system, but that Hawaii's pretrial detention numbers are lower than most other states.
Most of those people are there because they committed a crime. It's a lot more difficult to be held in custody than one may think.
Roth sits on a statewide task force engaged in an in-depth review of criminal pretrial practices.
We have to get a better understanding of who these people are. So there has to be some kind of system that we look at to determine who needs to be in jail and who doesn't need to be in jail.
The ACLU report is just the first snapshot of the complex world of pretrial incarceration. For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.